I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Wednesday, March 29th. A pedestrian is being treated for non-life-threatening injuries after being struck by a vehicle in Quincy last night. Police say it happened at Newport Avenue and Holbrook Road in North Quincy just after 9:30 last night. The unidentified victim was taken to Boston Medical Center, and the driver remained on the scene. The incident remains under investigation. A driver was hospitalized after crashing into a utility pole in North Quincy early this morning. Police say that crash occurred just after midnight at the Cathay Pacific restaurant on Hancock Street. The unidentified driver was taken to Kearney Hospital for treatment of non-life-threatening injuries. That crash remains under investigation. A movie shoot will force the closure of a Quincy Center roadway today. Granite Street is closed between Bergen Parkway and Whitwell Street until 7 this evening for the filming of a movie at Malachy's Pub. A tractor-trailer truck involved in that movie shoot took down a utility pole there at 7 o'clock yesterday morning, knocking out power to about 2,500 National Grid customers. No one was hurt. Today, traffic will be detoured either onto the Bergen Parkway or onto the Granite Street connector, and police will be on scene directing traffic. A driver was rescued in Plymouth yesterday after a car went over a steep embankment at Manomet Points. Happened yesterday afternoon. Video shows the car wedged between rocks before it was removed. Photos previously showed the rescue effort with firefighters using ropes and a backboard to get the driver to safety. Officials say it happened just after 4:30 yesterday afternoon. Neighbors in the area said they rushed to the scene, a popular parking lot where many enjoy sunset views. Firefighters faced several challenges in their response. Among them, crews first had to secure the car to keep it from falling any further. Then crews had to use a special stretcher tethered to ropes to safely remove the driver. The car was later pulled up and towed away before crews got to work putting up Jersey barriers as a second line of defense at the cliffside lot. Plymouth police said the car's driver was taken to an area hospital to be evaluated. The cause of the crash remains under investigation. A Hingham man has been indicted on charges that he drove his SUV through a plate glass storefront window of a local Apple store, killing one person and seriously injuring 22 others. A Plymouth County grand jury yesterday indicted 53-year-old Bradley Ryan of Hingham on one count each of murder in the second degree and motor vehicle homicide by reckless operation for the death of 65-year-old Kevin Bradley of New Jersey. The grand jury additionally voted to indict Rain on reckless operation of a motor vehicle, 18 counts of aggravated assault and battery with a dangerous weapon, and 4 counts of assault and battery with a dangerous weapon for injuring 22 other people in that crash. Happened on November 21st of last year at about 10:45 in the morning. Hingham police got multiple 911 calls for a car into a storefront window at the Apple store at the Derby Street Shops in Hingham with multiple people injured. When first responders arrived, they found co-workers and other bystanders rendering first aid to multiple victims in need of urgent care. Numerous victims with varying levels of trauma were treated at South Shore Hospital, but Bradley was pronounced dead at the scene. The indictments allege that Ryan was behind the wheel and driving his 2019 Toyota 4Runner when it crashed through the front glass window of the Apple store. Ryan told police the crash was caused by his foot becoming stuck on the accelerator pedal. He'll be arraigned on the charges in Brockton Superior Court at a later date. The search for a new general manager at the MBTA is over, but the staffing crisis is not. There are still hundreds of open positions at the troubled transit agency, and advocates say recruiting for those jobs could be one of the biggest challenges for the new boss, minutes after introducing himself as the new head of the MBTA on Monday. Philip Eng was making a plea for others to join him. A lot of the vacancies at the T are key positions, including 2 assistant general managers. There are also openings for more than 300 bus operators. and roughly 10 openings with the word safety in the job title. Safety is a priority as the agency continues to respond to a federal investigation that found serious safety hazards. Seth Moulton, congressman, sits on the House Transportation and Infrastructure Committee and wrote up a three-page memo outlining his vision for the T's next chapter. He said resolving staffing issues has to be one of Eng's first priorities. Eng has yet to say if he plans to clean house or not, but he did say the T has plans for more aggressive recruiting. They're hosting another job fair at the Jubilee Christian Church in Mattapan on April 15th. 5 days after Eng officially starts his new role as general manager. The Coast Guard has initiated an investigation into a fire late last week that damaged a harbor cruise vessel docked in Boston. No one was on board the 153-foot Spirit of Boston when it caught fire late Friday night while it was moored at Commonwealth Pier in Boston's Seaport District. The vessel has a capacity of 675 passengers and offers dinner and holiday cruises, a DJ, and other onboard activities. The investigation was authorized by Rear Admiral John Mauger, commander of the Coast Guard 1st District. Boston Fire Department says heavy black smoke was seen coming from the vessel's lower levels, and firefighters attacked the fire from the dock, from onboard, and from the water. Coast Guard is asking anybody with information about the fire to contact them. Check of business news this morning, and stocks are down. The Dow lost 37 points. The Nasdaq dropped 52. The S&P fell 6. Asian stocks are higher as anxiety about the global financial system began to fade following three high-profile bank failures. Dollar gained. The euro is down. Oil, $73 a barrel. Sports, the Celtics lose to Washington, 111-130. They'll be in Milwaukee tomorrow night at 7:30. And Nashville beat the Bruins 2-1. The Bees will host Columbus tomorrow night at 7. The National Weather Service forecast. For today, mostly sunny and a high 54 degrees. For tonight, cold, a low of 29. Maybe some overnight snow squalls, leading to a partly cloudy, chilly day tomorrow, with highs only in the low 40s. Friday, partly cloudy, high of 51. Looks like showers on Saturday, but it will be mild, high Saturday in the low 60s. For the boater today, waves about a foot. Northwest wind, 5 to 10 knots, becomes southeasterly later today, 10 to 15. Next high tide, 6:44 p.m. Sunrise, 6:31, set at 7:06. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News Update for Wednesday, March 29th.